Breast milk could soon be delivered to your door as part of a revolutionary milk bank model set to launch in January. The scheme, proposed by Mother's Breast Milk, would help women who are unable to breastfeed their babies, a process that is crucial to the healthy development of children. Mothers in regional areas stand to gain most, with little access to breast milk alternatives currently. Cameron Nichols has the story.
It's been referred to as liquid gold. Breast milk provides crucial nutrition for babies in their first 6 months, protecting them against nasty infections and diseases. But it isn't always easy for mothers to provide it. Some women are unable to produce enough, or the milk can be affected by diseases such as diabetes or cancer in the mother. A new milk bank service, though, is aiming to help these babies in need. CEO of Mother's Breast Milk, Maria Ryan, has been working with researchers to develop breast milk that can be delivered to your house, helping babies get access to the crucial resource.
The problem that we have with milk banking at the moment is that it has to be maintained frozen and you have to throw it out after 3 months if it's not used. Now, with the extended shelf life milk pasteurised in this way, we can refrigeration, electricity doesn't become a challenge.
Although pasteurised breast milk already exists, the new model will retain crucial antibodies which are normally lost in the process. For women in regional areas, especially Indigenous women, it could save lives. Speaking from an Indigenous festival to promote the service, Ms Ryan says the model could help protect First Nation children whose mothers have diabetes.
So, for example, here we are out in western New South Wales where there is no water and services are very fragile. Being able to have milk available for these mothers with diabetes where it's not an issue to keep it frozen and it doesn't have to be thrown out after 12 weeks is just going to change everything.
But Indigenous women aren't the only group who need access to mother's milk. Dr. Carlene Gribble from the School of Nursing and Midwifery at Western Sydney University says only a select few babies are able to access milk through hospitals.
Predominantly, the milk banks in Australia have been servicing the very sickest babies, those who are born before 32 weeks gestation and those babies who are the smallest, so under 1.5 kilos cut off for access to banked milk. There are more babies who could benefit from having banked donor milk than meet those criteria at the moment.
With those barriers in place, mothers are turning to Facebook groups and social media.
I mean, this is something that's been happening for millennia, is women actually sharing milk with one another, whether it's via direct breastfeeding or more recently through the sharing of expressed breast milk. And that often will happen within families and within friendship groups. But we also now, with social media, there are actually online groups on Facebook where women are able who are in need of milk for their baby are able to connect with women who have milk to share. There are some concerns about issues to do with, you know, is the milk safe?
Those concerns won't be an issue under Ms Ryan's new model, as the milk is regulated to the same standard as other milk banks. Currently, different milk banks operate in almost every state and territory, largely helping babies in intensive care units in hospitals. The Red Cross is working towards a national rollout of their own milk bank program, which provides an on-demand service to these hospitals. Ms Ryan says it will be a group effort and all of the current services will work together to keep up with demand.
You know, we're all working together. I mean, we work with the Red Cross. We're going to be working on with the Red Cross with the Ruby Hunter Project next year as well. The Red Cross are focused on the neonatal intensive care babies, which is, you know, your 25 weeks to 32 weeks. And there is a need there, and that's going to really keep them occupied for quite some time. But that's only a very small number of babies. But we will be catering for all of the other babies.
CEO of Mother's Breast Milk, Maria Ryan, ending that report by Cameron Nichols.